Generally, it's doing great, Tom. We've seen a significant increase in building activity and in existing home sales and in new home sales.
And the number of new building permits pulled by contractors, you're saying, was up significantly. Even more permits issued in Florida than in California, which is a much larger state.
Absolutely. Statewide, they're up 60%. In our area, they're up dramatically. And the growth rate was stronger in Florida, up 50% compared to 41% in Texas or 29% in California. So not only do we have a lot of starts, but we have a lot of growth in starts, which reflects a substantial improvement in our housing markets.
Well, Hank, some recent reports also indicate that banks are starting to loosen up a little bit in their lending, and interest rates are very low. I want to play a quote for you from Dean Asher. He's president of the Florida Realtors Association. This is from his remarks earlier this month at the Orange County Economic Summit. I could play this for you and get your reaction.
You know, if you were born in 1930, 1940, or 1950, you'd probably say, I can't believe that you haven't bought a house at 3.5% interest rate. And so when those folks remember when the interest rate was 16, 17, 18, 19%. And so I think right now is a great time to buy a house.
So what's your opinion on that, Hank? Do you agree with Mr. Asher?
Well, he's right. I mean, we haven't seen mortgage rates this low since my father bought his first house in 1952. So it's really a great time if people have steady employment to be in the housing market.
Now, using that same metric, new residential building permits, how does the Orlando area compare with the rest of the state?
It's doing great. The Orlando area had almost 11,000 new building permits ahead of Tampa and just below South Florida. Tremendous growth in permits, which reflects the overall improvement in both the new housing market and the existing home market.
Well, speaking of the market for existing homes, the State Department of Economic Opportunity is saying that the backlog of existing homes on the market is now down by 41% from November 2011 to November 2012. But that, you know, that still leaves quite a bit of existing housing stock on the market. How does that affect new home construction and sales? How do the two markets impact each other?
Well, they're very closely correlated because there is some overlap. I mean, there's some customers that only want new and there's some customers that only want existing homes, but there is a lot of overlap. The markets tend to move together. But the stock of existing homes that are for sale, listed for sale in the market, relative to the volume of sales, is only running at about a 4 to 5 month supply, which is relatively low. Equilibrium tends to be 6 to 9 months. We had seen over 18 to 20 months of supply on the market in the worst of the housing markets in 2009. So there's been dramatic improvement. And actually, supplies are very tight for existing homes right now relative to the sales pace.
Well, so logically, that would mean that the price for existing homes would be rising.
Yes, and one would expect a larger price increase than what we're seeing. So why aren't we seeing higher prices? Because of the foreclosures. We're still running very high levels of foreclosures. There's a large stock of foreclosed properties going through our system. Our system in Florida is very, very slow. It takes over 800 days to completely go through the foreclosure process on average in Florida compared to 113 days in Texas. So what's happened is there's a lot of the homes that are tied up in the process. And as they come out, they tend to depress prices or restrain price increases. There's not so many foreclosures that it can depress housing starts or new activity, but there is enough to put a cap on prices.
So, Hank, these indicators that you're referring to are indicating a bump in activity in the housing market. Now, how long will it take until that translates into a rise in employment in the construction sector?
Well, it is already. Statewide, we finally are almost to even in terms of employment growth. In other words, the construction industry is no longer shedding jobs. In Central Florida, particularly in Orlando, we actually have year-over-year job growth in the construction industry, and we've had that for the last 90 days. So it's very encouraging.